America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It is now time for the Jerry Jones Show every Tuesday with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Good morning, Jerry. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Sean, RJ, Bobby. Good morning.
Jerry, thanks for joining us. As always, we had seen that you spoke to the team emotionally after the game on Sunday. What can you share with us about that talk and what you wanted to tell them?
Well, basically, without getting into anything about what I said, I wanted at least them to hear a couple experiences I've had dealing with a setback, dealing with hard times, and some basic examples of how people took those hard times and made it into something very important in their lives going forward. And that was basically it.
Jerry, injury news came out yesterday. How are you guys feeling about the timeline for Dak Prescott?
Well, it's safety, but it's extended period of time here. So I wouldn't dare make a prediction when it could be. It's likely we'll IR him. And so we'll see kind of how his rehab goes.
Jerry, you guys are going with Cooper Rush. Was there significant thought to maybe going with Trey Lance and just seeing what you had there with the way that the record is right now?
Well, let's just don't dismiss the possibility of doing anything. And the going with has a past tense aspect to it that I wouldn't recognize. It's not impossible to incorporate some of the skills that we might get from both quarterbacks.
In order to make Trey, you know, a guy who actually starts a game, would it take an injury to Cooper, or is there talk about it either way?
I wouldn't get into that, but obviously he's got to be front and center a lot because you're one play away from not having Cooper. So just that alone, much less, there are things that we can do with him that I think can add punch to the offense.
Jerry Jones here on The Fan. Jerry, Rush had a phenomenal run a few seasons ago with that 4-1 record. Can you just kind of reset your thoughts on him? And also, how has Trey come along since the beginning of the year in y'all's program?
Rush is as quick as you'll ever see in his decision-making, and they're sound. But he also, because of the nature of his arm, he has a good anticipation in his throws. And so given the kind of time we would expect, he's got a good quick release. He sees the secondary as good as anybody we've ever had. He's got a lot of pluses.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. You said after the game you have faith in the players, you have faith in the coaches. What at 3-5 with the injuries gives you faith that this can be turned around?
Well, I think that you don't see it in the 3-5. And, you, of course, Bill always said, Parcells, you are what you are. But what you do see is a group that, because of its, again, a couple of rookies there in that offensive line, we see that getting better and not making those mistakes, period, pre-snaps or otherwise, penalties. But we see that, I see that as a potential upside going into the future. They'll play better. They do some things that are real impressive. I'm talking about our rookies there in the offensive line. And that, to me, when I look ahead, well, I see that improving. I think we can do some things. We're going to bring a receiver in more than likely today that we've really have thought a lot of for and wanted to draft him, and so we're going to get a chance to get him. So I can see improvement, much less the players that we haven't had. Now, all the teams are dealing with injury, as we well know, but we've got some players that are right here ready to come in probably as early as this week, but certainly over the next 2 weeks that could really give this thing a different look. Plus, on defense, what Zim's trying to do, you've got another week under your belt. We'll get better at that. And so I look at all of that as a positive. There's no question that Dak's injury is a setback. And but we've seen Cooper do it. We know what we need to do relative to the strategies on the offense. We just need to come together and game by game use all of our players to the extent it helps us.
Jerry, were you comfortable with CeeDee Lamb continuing to play late in the fourth quarter when he was clearly limited by that injury? And do you expect to have him available this weekend?
Very much. That thing is very painful. When you strain a shoulder like that, that's very painful. We knew he was in pain, knew it from the time it happened. And it's commendable to see any of these players get out there and play with that kind of pain. But he was we wanted him out there if he could be out there, and we didn't think we were risking additional injury to him.
Jerry, how are you feeling about Lamb and Parsons for Philadelphia?
Well, Lamb, of course, we think there's a good chance that he'll be playing at Philadelphia, and Parsons as well.
What about Zeke for this week?
And I think there's a good chance Zeke can go this week.
Jerry, what can you tell us about the Zeke situation and what happened afterwards in dealing with it?
Well, there's no it's really pretty plain if you look at it. The rules that were addressed are really clear, and the attendant punishment is clear. And he'd be the first to tell you. And so that was it. And you know, that running back room, it's quite a setback for any of those running backs not to get out there because they need their snaps and want their snaps. And you can get out there and get on a roll, as Rico did. Mm-hmm. And that is a step toward having a better season, both individually and for the team. So my point is, I've never seen a disciplined matter any better aired for the world to see than Dak, than Zeke's infraction. And it was just for the game, and I'm looking forward to seeing him back out there.
Jerry, Zeke has seemed a bit frustrated with his role even before this most recent issue this weekend. Was there any sort of disconnect between you guys and Zeke when he signed as to what his role would be here?
Not at all. Not at all. Those guys are a good room of running backs. Rico sure had that kind of day that each of them want to have, and he had it. That's what you look for, who's going to separate themselves a little bit. Rico did, but those guys are good football players in there.
Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, you had mentioned the penalties, all the pre-snap stuff, and you commented after the game. that old football saying, you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. Do you believe in that? And does that apply to Coach McCarthy with these penalties?
Yeah, I think in response to that is you can imagine the kind of emphasis that anybody playing in a substantive football game, how much keeping the penalties down, certainly pre-snap type penalties. And but that emphasis is on so much on the players, the team. Those players are constantly communicating with each other about boys. Let's listen to the count. Stay on sides. That's constant. And an awareness of the penalty, constant over on the sidelines. And so you want it to be that way. And yeah, that's a combination of players and coaching.
Jerry, do all of these injuries change your evaluation of coach throughout this season? Does it make it an unfair evaluation?
Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure fair is a word here. This is just like looking at maybe our each financial situation. Fair is a wrong word to put in there. I think that what it does is what it is. You have a if you're have an excessive amount of penalties, if you do something continually, boy, you better look back over your shoulder because help will be on its way. This is pro football, and so these guys have a lot of incentive, to say the very least, to basically have their mind on the discipline of penalties. And we've seen it happen to us several times this year. We saw too many men on the field. Well, that's a combination of player and coaches that have too many people on the field. And so that's just where it is. You can step back from that. And seriously, I don't want to sound condescending, but you can put me in the equation. Those are the guys out there, the coaches and the players that I've had everything to do with getting out there. So all of it is something that is just a...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boy, you can't win with too many penalties. You can't win with too many turnovers making them. You can win if you win the turnover battle, and you can win if you're continually and consistently without penalties.
Jerry, you mentioned the discipline, the concentration that comes with these penalties. These aren't penalties of aggression. They're a lot of times concentration and discipline, like you said. Do you think when you get those that that is a sign that maybe the players and Mike has lost the player's ear?
Well, no, not at all. I think you can get penalties sometimes as you get late in the game, you get tired. I think that can happen. But these guys are, quote, pro football players, and they're given a lot of incentive to get out there and think through that. And candidly, that's a part of a maturation process if these are young players, and that's just how to fight through that and keep mentally sharp. Your physical fatigue I'm talking about.
Jerry, you guys had a lot of success post bye week last year with a really aggressive passing game that Dak felt really comfortable in. Why are the passing game concepts this year so much more conservative than last season?
Well, I don't have an answer for you at all. Dak has been known for the numbers of down the field completion, his high percentage of down the field completions. And so that's one of his pluses. I really can't address why, other than teams dictate a lot about how you can go really downfield with the ball and what they're doing. If you've got a team that's really focusing on the pressure that time of the ball game, you got to get that ball out quick. It's harder to get it downfield. So all of those things are part of the answer. No succinct one thing.
Jerry, you guys seem to have success going up-tempo early in the Atlanta game and then kind of went away from that. Would you have preferred to see the tempo continue deeper into the game?
Listen, I'm not going to get involved in second-guessing. We all see in every game a better way to do it when it doesn't work. And we've got a better way to do it when it doesn't work. When it works, we're proud of the way it was executed. But you've got a lot of takebacks in any ball game by any team. We certainly had our takebacks there. I could basically say three plays were the difference out there the other day. That's not really right. There's a lot more to it than that. And those penalties had a lot to do with it. And so you can just point to these things as ways, things, coaching points, things for the players to improve on, and in that manner, having improvement.
Do you feel the same way about the fake punt? What was your take on that?
Well, I just, first of all, it looked like when you saw how it was defensed, it looks like that's a play that you'd like to have back. And we all have seen it analyzed up and down for the last 2 or 3 days. All of the issues that were a part of that call or part of that play have been really aired out. Everybody saw it that was watching the ball game. And so I know what they were trying to do, and we all know what they didn't do. And any momentum that play, actually a turnover if you complete it, it's the equivalent of a turnover because you're having to give them the ball back at that time. But they got the momentum because of the location on the field. And so the attempt to get momentum, attempt to really get it going, was backfired on us, as everybody knows.
Jerry Jones right here with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, 105.3 The Fan. NFL trade deadline day. We know how optimistic you are. You talked about the receiver possibly coming in. At 3-5, Jerry, with the injuries, can you make the case that it makes more sense right now to sell than buy?
We're not selling. And so we will make that case. We're buying and not selling.
Jerry, you know, with that opportunity, you've spoken about it a couple times now, the opportunity to make moves today. What does this team really need?
Well, we're going to have it from within to get where we all want to go. And we're going to have the ability to do it from within. We've really tightened that window with our record right now as far as our goals of getting in the playoffs and having a team that can really compete at the highest levels. We've added to that by losing our quarterback. So we're going to have to do something that's a storybook type of scenario. I've been a part of a couple of those, and it can happen.
And Jerry, when you mention that there's a receiver you're likely bringing in today, would that be a signing or a trade?
It'd be a trade.
There it is. Jerry Jones right here with a big day upon us on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, there's a lot of fans. I want to just know if you understand the sentiment where they're like, all right, we don't have that same optimism. We would prefer to see Trey and lose and get the higher draft pick. Do you understand that type of fan tank thinking? Are you okay with that?
No, let me say this. I have those same kind of thoughts, same kind of feeling. Really do. And you have to really weigh where you are really good. And I think that what you're seeing today is a consideration of everything you just outlined, plus a lot more.
Jerry, thank you so much for the honesty. We appreciate the time and handling all the questions. Have fun today.
You bet, guys. Quite a day coming up here, Election Day.
Yes, it is. Jerry Jones brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
It is not in his DNA to blow it up.
Nope.
It is just not. He is...
But it's not in his DNA for what reason, do you think?
Irrelevance. I think he is as scared of irrelevance as he is at... I mean, he equates being irrelevant... with being back in Arkansas, trying to hustle
in the grocery store.
I mean, it's and look, that's in part what's made him a billionaire is that fear. But that make no mistake, that is his biggest fear. His biggest fear is not losing, it's not being wiped out with money, it's being irrelevant. There to me, he compares himself to other billionaires, and but he doesn't realize that like. He could be irrelevant and rich, and that's great. That being irrelevant and rich is worse than being broke.
Bobby, we got some headlines coming from this right now.
Yeah, I think I'm sitting here trying to figure out who that receiver is.
Let's just reset it real quick. We got Dak, possibly to IR.
Likely is what he said. Likely going to IR him.
And that would be how many games?
That'd be four minimum, so he wouldn't be back until after 12. Thanksgiving.
The wide receiver acquisition would be a trade, not a free agent signing. Someone they really liked out of college? Let's put together all the pieces.
Check. Sounds like Mike Williams.
Somebody said Mike Williams. Yeah, they're gonna buy Mike Williams and sell it as a buy.
They liked Mike Williams coming out of Clemson.
And the breaking news, the big headline, it's already on TV. Cowboys are not selling at trade deadline. And I think he went back to it and said, buy, we're going to be buyers. We're not selling. And then I asked him basically about the fan version of Team Tank. I give him props. None of these are going to be fun. There's going to be no positives with the questions. And he continues to throw himself in the mix of accountability. He's trying to give us a little bit of, I understand, I get it. And I think he wanted to send a clear message. This is not over. We're not bailing. And whether it's me lit up as the torch myself in that locker room, I'm going to never extinguish hope.
So I think that's exactly what he's doing here. And he's trying to lean into optimism, and that's good. But
while eating a McGriddle.
Yeah. Hey, those are good. There's none of the salmonella onions on them or whatever it was.
Which I'm eating as well.
I do wonder... I'm concerned if they go if they sacrifice big capital today for some sort of receiver.
I thought you just said Mike Williams.
No, I know. Mike Williams is the guy that I think could, but like, let's say it's Cup or something like that.
Oh, man.
That would be, which here's the other thing. If we're interpreting Jerry, Sean, when you look at, and RJ, when you look at the Cooper Cup, I'm going to have to pot it back on in there. When you look at Cooper Cup, is that too established a name where Jerry wouldn't talk about him in terms of we liked him in draft terms? I think this has got to be somebody that they're talking about who isn't at a level of they've established at the NFL completely. And so Mike Williams would make some sense to me. I just don't want you to give up any capital. You need cheap talent. You've got to build.
They're going to give up capital. It's reality. I'm with you, but they're going to.
I don't think. It could be talk. It could be hype.
It could be.
It doesn't mean they're doing it. And I think it's minor. I think it's minor capital. I don't think we're talking about a star name. I don't think. What sense would that make? Your quarterback's going on IR.
What sense did it make to trade a fourth round pick for Trey Lance and then be like, I don't know. We can roll with Cooper Rush whenever the quarterback goes.
Well, that sense was taking a flyer on a stud project. I can at least try to justify that. That's way more justifiable to me than this.
We got it. Tom Pelissero. The Cowboys are acquiring wide receiver Jonathan Mingo and a 2025 seventh round pick for a 2025 fourth rounder.
Oh, God.
What were you saying, Sean?
Maybe the Mingo ate your baby.
Please, don't give me the commercial read here, please.
Yeah, you got it. I think so. Yep. I mean, some of the names of the fan types of other names that they threw out there, DJ Moore, Judy, Sutton, DK,
Man,
Cup, Rager.
I anticipated some possible rides today, but I was not thinking because of this. You know.
877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Breaking news. The Cowboys have acquired a receiver. We react to it and more. Final hour of Sean and RJ right after this on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.